Let's pick up Gene in Hayward, California. He's got a question about protein products for muscle building. Are you there, Gene?
Yes, hello, doctor.
How's it going?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Yeah, thank you for your show. I listen to it a lot. Okay. In vitamin stores, you can buy these five-pound containers of protein, and they have a scoop inside, and you take a couple scoops and make a protein drink after working out. And I'm wondering if you could make, just a suggestion, if you could make a container like that with your whey protein and your testosterone complex, nucleotides, tocotrienol, and so on.
I cannot, and let me tell you why. See, the container itself is known as a low barrier, okay, to both air and light. So the products that are in there are rancidifying at a rate that's very scary, okay? Those are very inferior containers. Thus far, I have not been able to make or contract to have anyone else make a mold of our Violite PET in that size. Now, it is my plan. We will move to a very large facility the end of June or early July of this year. After that move, it is our plan to take a look at the manufacture of bottles ourselves in another facility. And at that point, I think that we can be able to make larger containers. But right now, when you buy that product, if you learn what we call energy eyes, and that is a very simple little kinesiological test, where you use your O-ring and thumb, hold as strong as you can in the clear, then you pick up this container or any supplement or any food with holding it with the index, middle finger, and thumb. And you hold it away from the body, so you're asking, is this guy toxic or non-toxic? So if it's toxic, if it's hurting your field, you're going to become weaker. If it's good, you're going to become stronger or be at least as strong as you were before. Unfortunately, in this country, we have a penchant for not doing good research. I don't know why that is, and we also believe somehow that we're the only people on earth that can do good research. So we still, as a country, believe that there's autoimmune disease when it's been shown that the immune system is not stupid. There is no autoimmune disease, but the work was done at Cambridge University in England, and what would they know because they're not Americans? So we have a lot of problems. This work was done more than 10 years ago, and yet you would never know any of this work had been done, at least by what's being reported in the literature through the United States. We have the same problem with acupuncture. Acupuncture showed 4,500 years ago, that's quite a while, that you could not accurately assess subtle differences in muscle strength if your pituitary, governor vessel 20 or governor vessel 17, these are points between the eyes at the very crest of the head and directly opposite between the eyes on the back of the skull. If any of these points test weak, you're unable to do an accurate kinesiological or muscle test. And we ignore that, so we relegate kinesiological testing to a religion where you must believe it or not believe it. And it's very sad, since there are over 23 university studies proving the efficacy of this type of testing, if indeed your head fields are on. Okay, so if your head fields are on, you can pick up a container like that and you can get an idea of what's going to happen to your energy field. Okay, and you can do the same thing with any product we make. You can do the same thing with any food in the supermarket. And I'll tell you, it's going to give you quite a shock. And if you take a good food, put it in a microwave unit, and take it out, you're going to see, whoa, it's no good for you anymore. Even water heated is going to be harmful to the body's energy field. Wow. So this is part of the reason, and part of our handicap has been that the industry has a penchant for producing containers that are harmful. If you walk in a supermarket, you look at the oils for sale in all throughout the United States, you'll find every single one of them is clear plastic. Okay? Yet all those people went to a similar school like me. I went to Purdue, and one of the first things you learn is that this oil will rancidify faster by exposure to light than by air. Yet all the containers are clear plastic. So what are we trying to do here? Put a nail in our coffin? And when I wanted to make a bottle that did not let the light that rancidifies enter the bottle, I had to contract for it separately. And to my knowledge, I'm the only person on earth who makes bottles that block the light that causes fatty acids to rancidify. That's what we use in all of our products, and we call it BioLite. So there's a big can of worms here, Jane, that you're opening, okay?
Well, Doctor, I'm glad I didn't know about all this stuff. I'm glad to be listening to you. I wish you were the Surgeon General.
Well, the country would have quite a different view because where we are still as a nation is we worship at the altar of critical care. And the problem we have is we're now chronically ill. More than 53% of America is chronically ill. So we need a chronic illness paradigm. And how can that be given to us by an acute care master? And I grant you, no one on earth is better at acute care than an American medical doctor, the best of all. But their own journal says they're the most dangerous when they use their technology and drugs on someone chronically ill. Their own technology. Yet we continue to have a death grip. There's going to have to be a change, Gene, if we're going to be okay as a nation, because we are going down fast. And that's part of the reason I do this broadcast, because I love America, and I want to see a change, and I want to see everyone have an opportunity to have good food and pure water. And you will see in the next year or so, we'll be pushing to get legislation for a Pure Water Act and ultimately a Pure Food Act. Thanks for your call, buddy.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome. Bye now.